Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks a lot for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, December the 16th, 2009. Wow, 2009 is about over. I posted an article on this blog a while back entitled Soar with the Eagles. I don't know if you had a chance to read that. But in that article, I talked about my experience in rock climbing many years ago. Gee, was it really that long ago? Nearly 30 years ago, I went rock climbing for the first time. It was exciting and it was challenging. It also taught me a very valuable life lesson. In fact, it taught me a lot of life lessons, but I'm going to share one of them with you here this morning. Now, I'm no expert. A good friend of mine teaches people to rock climb. But for me, that was a one-time adventure. But I do know that when climbing a mountain, you just cannot go from the bottom to the top in five easy steps. There are obstacles, and there are setbacks at times. And you also make mistakes. And even though I was tied to a rope and couldn't fall off the mountain, at times it was scary. Now, anyone who's ever climbed knows that you can easily end up where there's no place to go, or so it seems. You're stuck. But quitting is not an option when that happens. You can't just stay stuck in a spot halfway up the mountain for the rest of your life, can you? And you can't just stand there and feel sorry for yourself either. And it's pointless to wonder what you did wrong that got you into such a situation. You can't go back down, and so you're forced to become solution-minded. In other words, you got to find a way to get to the top. You figure out a way to succeed. There has to be a solution. There has to be a way. And that was one of the greatest life lessons that I learned during that week of rock climbing. So there I was that day, stuck, about three-quarters of the way up. And I held on for dear life, even though I knew I couldn't fall off the mountain. I mean, if you did slip and fall, you'd only go, I don't know what, 5 feet or something, 4 feet. But, you know, you'd be okay. But there I was, stuck, wondering what I was going to do. Now, it seemed that there was no place to go. Nowhere to put my hands to pull up a little higher, no place to put my feet, no toe holds, no hand holds. And so I was stuck. And after a few minutes had passed, and I realized that I had to do something, I began to look again for a solution. It's like that in life too, isn't it? Well, gee, there's nothing else I can do. You know, then you kind of regroup in your mind and go, okay, let's check this out again. There must be a solution. There has to be a way. I then noticed a rock sticking out a little bit that I might be able to grab with my hands and then pull myself up to where I could have a small foothold. I hadn't noticed that rock before, but there it was. So I called to the instructor who was at the top. And, you know, he wasn't that far away because I was about three-quarters of the way up. And he had made the climb at the beginning of the day, so I figured he would probably know. So I asked him, I called out, I said, hey! And he's like, what? And I asked him if this rock that was sticking out, if it would hold my weight if I pulled myself up. I can still remember his answer to this day. He said, I don't know. Why don't you try it and see? Well, that was not the answer I wanted to hear. But really, it was a great answer. In life, so many times we feel stuck, and we wonder how we got into this situation in the first place. And it is in those times that we need to be careful about how we define our circumstances or situation. Have we failed, or is it just a setback? W. Clement Stone once said, "Defeat is never the same as failure unless and until it has been interpreted as such." Setbacks, adversity, or just being stuck are never an indication that you're a failure, unless you decide that those things define your life as a failure. And for people looking for an excuse to be a failure, you know what? There are always plenty to choose from. But if you want your life to be successful, setbacks, adversity, and being stuck are simply stepping stones to your success. Success-minded people accept those kinds of things for what they really are. They know that for them, they are only temporary. You know, there are countless stories of men and women who faced setbacks and became very successful. Perhaps one of the most known is that of Abraham Lincoln. You want to talk about setbacks and adversity? His mother died when he was 9. He was co-owner of a general store in Illinois that went out of business. the girl he loved and wanted to marry, Ann Rutledge, died. He failed in his first attempt to obtain political office for the Illinois State Legislature. He did not get the land officer position that he wanted. In two separate election years, he did not get elected to the United States Senate. He didn't get enough votes to be his party's nomination for Vice President of the United States. Boy, you know, most could have looked at his life and thought, wow, this man's a complete failure. Nothing goes right. He'll never succeed at anything. But I'm really glad that old Abe didn't see it that way. He was elected President of the United States in 1860 and in 1864, and there are many who believe he is the greatest president that we've ever had. One thing's for sure, once he became president, he certainly had perhaps the greatest challenge of any president, preserving the Union. Now here's what's really important. It doesn't matter what others think or say about you. It's really how you define your own life and your own circumstances every day that's really important. Define any and all of your setbacks as simply temporary, and refuse to even use the word failure. By the way, I did grab onto that rock after I prayed for a few minutes. Of course, being stuck on the side of the mountain kind of inspires you to pray a little bit more and have some confidence in God. But I did grab onto that rock, and when I did, guess what? It moved a little bit, and that freaked me out. But you know what? I decided to grab it again because it just moved a little bit. And, you know, I realized the worst that could possibly happen was that the rock would come out and it might bang me up a little bit. I wasn't going to die. I knew I couldn't fall off the mountain because of the rope. So I decided to try that little loose rock again. Well, it moved again, but just a little bit. But it held me as I pulled myself up to the next foothold. Well, several minutes later, I was at the top. And so then I very importantly informed the instructor that that rock sticking out a number of feet below was indeed loose. I mean, I figured he should know about that just in case other climbers ran into it like I did. "Yes," he said quietly, "I noticed that on my way up earlier." Like I said, his answer of, "Why don't you just try it and see?" was really a great answer. When we're stuck, we can't just sit there. Try something. Why don't you try it and see? And so, when you find yourself faced with an obstacle, adversity, a setback, stop, take a minute, pray, have confidence in God, and try something. Why don't you just try it and see? Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new because you get an email every time something new is posted. I think that's pretty cool. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe either. And you can do this either through email or RSS. And everyone that does subscribe gets a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. And that's very cool too. There's a link below with some information for you. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.